Now, I want us to move on. We're going to take just a little bit over, but let's look just especially at verse 7. I want us to look at verse 7 and 8, but we don't want to end on those verses. But the word of God says to you and I, look, don't be deceived. What is it happens when somebody deceives you? They say one thing and they mean another. That's what a deceiver does. He tells you one thing and it's something else. The Lord says to you and I don't want you to be deceived by your flesh. He says God is not mocked. I want you to go home with this. Think of this. God is not mocked. When I planted my garden, I planted the plants that I wanted. I never planted the weeds. They were there. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, you're going to get that. There's not an exception in the room. We sow to the flesh, we're going to reap what the flesh gives. It brings sorrow. It brings in the lives of many young people. You see parents helping, trying to help kids put back together their life. They've got into drugs. They've got into immorality. They've got into alcohol. These various things. Bad relationships. Bad company. Young people. The Lord help us as we leave here to remember what the apostle is saying, not to the Galatians, but to you and I. What you sow, you'll reap. Now, that's not all a negative verse. It's very positive because he says, he that soweth to the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. There's many things that we can do. Bad things lead to bad consequences. Good things lead to good consequences in the life of the believer. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Paul could say to them, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long upon the earth. That's a good consequence that comes from it. So we want to have those set before us. Young people, don't be weary in well-doing. Don't give up. I don't care what's going on in your meeting. I don't care what the problems are. This is what Emil's been saying to us. Be a solution. Don't be a part of a problem. The enemy will make you part of the difficulty. And the Lord says, a spiritual man is part of the solution. A spiritual sister is somebody that brings Christ into something, that brings something for God out of it, you see. Don't be weary in well season. We will reap if we faint not. Someone is grabbing a mic, so I'll just give the opportunity, and we really have to quit in about 2 minutes.
Why didn't you summarize it to us, Chuck? Because time is running out. Give us the highlight.
Well, I'll give the highlight to me that we end. I'll give you the mountaintop. God forbid that I should glory. God forbid that I should glory, except in this. Save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Dear young people, the cross should affect everything that we do. How we need to see that. We bring the cross into it, and we see again, what price has redemption cost? What does it cost the Lord Jesus that I might come to Eastern Bible Conference and sit in a conference like this and enjoy the Word of God? It cost him his life. People say redemption is free. Don't you ever believe that? Redemption is costly. It is free, offered freely to you and I. But it costs the Lord Jesus. Save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me. Not only that, but I unto the world. Paul could say, I bear in my body the marks. I believe Paul is referring to the persecution that had come to him as he stood for the Lord in a Christless, godless world. You and I are given the privilege to do that. Let us leave with that. I want to say to you, You've been a wonderful group of young people this year. I want to tell you that. I say on behalf of Emil and Tony and John, administratively, we thank you. We hope the week has been a blessing to you. They'll tell you, and I'll tell you, my email address is in the assembly book. My phone number's in the assembly book, John's, Emil's, Tony's. We want to hear from you. We want to know you're doing well. You got a problem? Pick your phone up. Let's talk about it.
Have a problem, call Chuck.
Excuse?
He said, you have a problem, call Chuck.
Go to any of us. No, that's right. Go to the Lord first. Yes. But we're willing to be with you and help you. We love you.
And the week is not over yet. The day is not over yet. If you have any questions, because we moved a little bit fast, we're here, we're around. But really, let me just highlight what Brother Chuck, we're going to commit you to the Lord. We commit you to the Lord. We're not going to be with you after. But we want to see, by the grace of God, that you walk out of here and you have decided to follow Jesus.
Someone could commit us to the Lord of our young brothers, and we'll go quickly. We went over a little bit on time. It would help.